Tonight on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, a special player who came over in a trade from the Niagara Falls Thunder back in the 1989-1990 season. I got Colin Miller calling us from Dayton, Ohio. Welcome to the broadcast, Colin.
Thank you very much for having me, Sankey.
Well, Colin, the Greyhound fans certainly remember the trade that Sherry Basson pulled off to bring you over to be a member of the red and white of the Sioux Greyhounds back in that 89-90 season. Boy, what a career you had as a Greyhound. Tell us a little bit about that trade, your initial thoughts of coming to the Sioux and how that trade went down.
Well, it was I had a good rookie year, and we had a great team in Niagara Falls that first year, and I had a good year. And then I just got off to a slow start that second year, and they had a couple guys playing center there, Keith Primo, and I would have been behind some of those guys. And so I think the GM there was thinking maybe he would kind of make me mad and send me somewhere that I didn't want to go. And so he sent me up to Sault Ste. Marie, and kind of backfired on him because it was probably the best move that happened to me for my career, that's for sure. But it was fun. I remember the first time I got there, I got off the plane, and I was greeted by Mr. Adam Foote and Mr. Bob Boozer, and Foote had a little silver Fiat or something like that we piled our stuff into, and then I got to my grandparents, and then I was told that somebody missed school, so Teddy was making everybody get up at 5 in the morning, and we had to run around the old Sioux Gardens on top. So that was my first day of Greyhound hockey.
Well, we remember that trade. Donnie McConnell, Steve Ottavari, a couple players went the other way to Niagara Falls. Boy, Sherry Basson pulled off a great trade there. Your first season, the 89-90 season, the team finished seventh in the M's. Sherry Basson, Ted Nolan starting to build up a team there. You had 44 games, 25 goals and 46 assists, 71 points in 44 games as a Greyhound. Some of the players you mentioned, Adam Foote, Danny Lambert, Bob Bugner, Babcock, Denomi, Muir, or just Bobby Jones, were some of the players, the goalies, Leonard Uzi and Harvey. Talk a little bit about getting up to the Sioux and playing that first year.
Like you said, we're building for something to come here, and I don't think, I know I didn't see it coming, but it was a fun year. It was kind of I remember the first year we were out of the playoffs pretty quick, and we ended up playing 3-on-3 hockey with Teddy for the last 2 weeks of the season and just kind of having some fun. But it was a great initial second season for me in the OHL. Had a lot of fun, a lot of good players. Like you said, we're kind of calm before the storm, I think it was, and we didn't see it coming, but I think Mr. Basson kind of had a little plan going, so it was a fun year.
Well, you're number two for number 80 to the Sioux Greyhounds yourself. Outstanding season, the 90-91 season yourself, 62 games, 26 goals, 60 assists, 86 points. You led the team in scoring your second season as a member of the Hounds. The team went on. They defeated the Dukes of Hamilton 4 games in the first round, earned the bye in the quarterfinals, defeated your old team, the Niagara Falls Thunder, in the semifinals 4 games to 0, and then defeated the Oshawa Generals 4-2. In the OHL Finals, you were OHL champions and made your way first Memorial Cup visit. Talk about that second season and, of course, making an appearance at the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, like I said, Bass made that big trade. Mr. Lindros and a bunch of guys came up there, Basillo and Deno and Mike DeKoff. And, we kind of really turned the team around, and that was kind of that we added a few extra guys at the end there, but it was a great season. Real good hockey teams. We had the defenses where we won was when you got Footer and Footer Boogs back there with Tiles back there too, and it's hard to get around those guys. But it was a good season, and then we ended up beating Eric in the finals. But ended up going to the Memorial Cup, and we'll leave it at the OHL Finals.
Colin, talk about your scoring success. Talk about a couple of line mates that really helped with your success that season.
I pretty much had the same line. Again, we brought in Tony Yob that year, and then Jason Denby was my other winger, and I believe that was the line for the rest of the season that we played together. It was kind of my first experience of having a line that you stayed with for quite a while, but I remember, like I said, we traded for Tony Yob, and Teddy got us together and said, got the vets together and said, okay, you know, you guys got to get them on board here. You know, you guys are running the team. And so I think it was myself and Footer and Denny, a couple of guys. We sat down with Tony and said, hey, you know, we got a good thing going here. Either you're in or you're out. And obviously he decided to get in. And it was a good group. I liked playing with the Auburn and Nettle. We kind of clicked. Tony scored a lot of goals and grinded out in front of the net, and Deno just worked his ass off. Worked his butt off and got me the puck, and then I could get try and get it to Tony as quick as I could.
Well, Colin, that team, boy, got valuable experience. The first appearance at the Memorial Cup in that 1990-91 season. Year number three for yourself, you just ripped it up as a Greyhound. 66 games, 37 goals, 72 assists, 109 points. You were second in team scoring. I believe Ralph Vinternova just inched you out. You can tell us a little bit about that. The team certainly, they earned that bye in the first round, defeated the Kitchener Rangers 4-3 in the quarterfinals. Again, defeated the Niagara Falls Thunder 4-1 in the semis. Defeated North Bay Centennials in the finals. They were the OHL champions. And he went on to the Memorial Cup. We remember it well. They finished the round robin in first place, got into the finals of the Memorial Cup. And that heartbreaking game, the loss to the can't-lose Blazers, we'll never forget it, 5-4 in that championship game. Tell us a little bit about that season. What a great year for yourself.
Yeah, it was a great year. That was my overage year. I came back, me and Tony Yob were the overages that year. And Ralphie edged me out by 3 points, but I gave it to him. I let him have it. You know, I didn't want to. I led the team the year before, so I let Ralphie have that one because I figured. But it was a great team, a lot of good guys. It was a fun year. And again, we had the experience of from the year before going to the Memorial Cup, and we had that tough heartbreak loss. But again, I think the group itself. You know, where they went on again and won the next year. So the core group was there that whole time. It was a fun year.
Colin, tell the Greyhound listeners a little bit. Take us back in the dressing room when maybe Sherry Bassin would come in and try to motivate you guys. He was such a motivator. Tell the Greyhound listeners a little bit about Bass.
Again, you know, kind of Bass put it all together. I listened to his interview earlier, and it was the one. I remember the one time we got beat. We were playing one of the teams, and he came in, and he was, guys, just remember this loss here, and they killed us. And they were still putting guys in the power play with, you know, 6-0 or something like that. And wow. It was, guys, remember that one. And the next year we came in, and he comes in and says, remember that time last year? We were going to do the same thing to them. But Bass was a great, great leader, a lot of fun, and he put together a real good team. You know, that trade that he made with Lindros and bringing all those guys over, that was kind of the kind of helped the whole situation and got us over the hump, I think.
We've heard stories about this team. Teddy Nolan, Danny Flynn, the coaching staff on that team. What was so special about that team in your estimation, Colin?
I guess the description I always give to people, and again, you know, Teddy went on to a great coaching career. I kind of explain it that you would go through the wall for Teddy. You know, that's just kind of coach he is. Danny Flynn would tell you how to get through the wall. Yeah, you know, and that's, I think we just complemented each other so well. And you know, into coaching now myself, and think of all the guys that have gone on to coaching from that team. And I think it's just a testament to those two. You know, a lot of people listen and learn because you had both. You had Teddy with the great motivator. Then you had Flinter, who just knew the game, was well ahead of his time with the game. with the X's and O's, and there is, again, another perfect match put together just all at the right time. And, you know, going back and thinking about it is, you know, all the things that have to go correct for you to have kind of a run like that, you know, starts with the trade, starts with the coaching, all the way through the GM. So it was a good 3-year run for them, huh? For sure.
Colin, share a special story, one that maybe you can tell on the radio broadcast here. Something that happened, something funny that happened with the team when you were involved.
Something funny. Again, I think just listening to some of the interviews and you know, some of the interviews I've listened to, Kowalski's about he talked about the Heat not being on the North Bay, and I was like, "Where do you remember that? How?" You know, I don't remember that one. But,
yeah.
Again, for me, it was, you know, just driving back on the bus and you know, just all of, you know, watching all the movies, and that was kind of the stuff that I always remembered. But again, kind of the story that I got was my grandparents were Billy and Paula Thompson. You need to do an interview with Billy since he played, right? He's an ex-Greyhound too, yep. So get him on here. But they had a firstborn, a secondborn child there when I was there, and then he went on to play in the OHL, play for the Sioux. I think you know who it is.
Yes.
And so I got a kind of a cool picture of me, you know, kind of holding him, you know, just as he's after his birth. And then 15 years later, he's playing in the OHL, and I took my kid up there to go watch him play. And it was kind of full circle. It was pretty cool to see.
That's amazing, Brett Thompson, the player you're referring to. Talk a little bit, Colin, the fans. Have you had an opportunity to play in a lot of arenas around the country? Talk a little bit about the fans in the old Memorial Gardens here in Sault Ste. Marie.
The fans are great. It was a great atmosphere to play there. You know, nobody liked to come in there my first year playing in the Niagara Falls. You hated coming up to the Sioux, but the fans were excellent. And again, I, you know, like I said earlier, my grandparents were Billy and Paula Thompson, and they were just great people, and I think that just kind of sums up the whole community itself. You know, the whole community supported the team throughout the years I was there, and you know, it's that old story of if they didn't do anything, the team wouldn't be in the Sioux, and you know, they stepped up, and more power to them, because it's a great place to play. I loved all the years I was up there.
Colin, you moved on after Greyhound hockey, played, 10 years or so in the International League, the East Coast League, and eventually got into some coaching with the Dayton Bombers, and presently today you mentioned coaching on our U18 team. Just talk a little bit about your career after the Greyhounds, and tell the Greyhound listeners what you're currently doing.
Well, again, I had a great junior career, and then went on to signed the contract with Tampa Bay, and it seems a lot of guys went to Tampa. Tom's in a bunch of games went there. So Tampa was the team that kind of gave me my chance. Ended up playing their farm system for 3 years. Ended up in the NHL, winning a Turner Cup there with them, and then went on and played Dayton. Finished up my 4 years here in Dayton. You know, and then after playing, you need to do something, so I figured, let's try golf. So I became a PGA professional.
Wow.
And now currently doing that in the golf business. So it's fun, but also gives me some time. It's perfect for the winter, so I can keep coaching. And I coach a U18 team here in the area. It's called the Tri-State Spartans. A little different out here in the States than it is back in Canada with hockey. And here, especially here in the Midwest, it's not the hockey hotbed. We're more football and basketball. So we have to do things a little differently. And it's good to give back to the kids. And that's basically what I'm trying to do. Is, you know, somebody a long time ago told me, you know, give back when you can. And one of my minor league coaches. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I think a lot of guys try to do that. Ex-players, and it helps the game. And that's what we're trying to do, is just grow the game so that for generations people can watch and enjoy it.
Well, Colin, you electrified the fans up here when you put the red and white on behalf of the fans of the Sioux Greyhounds. I got to thank you for the memories you produced up here up in the Sioux, and best of luck to you and your family in the future here. Thanks for taking the time and giving us an interview here.
No problem. Appreciate it. Like I said, I loved every minute of it up in the Sioux, and I know a lot of the guys have stayed up there, Maddie and Tom Z and Denny's still up there, and a lot of the boys. So it's a great place to play for sure. I loved it, and glad wouldn't trade it for anything.